Today we're speaking with Juan Arache from The Sugar Room. Welcome to Stir the Pots.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. First of all, where did you start decorating cakes?
Back home in Dominican Republic. Since I can remember. People keep always asking me, like, when did you start it, how it happened? And there is one of those things in life that you really want to try common sense, why, and this is one of the things that I cannot come out with any right answer, because I know that it was always there. You know, when I was growing up, my friends used wanted to be a pilot, table player, doctor. I always wanted to be a pastry chef, always. And back then, it was not many of people really doing cooking, not even on television. This is was something the lady used to do at home, like birthday cakes and things like that. It's a hobby and to have a little extra income, but basically that's it. There is nobody in my family normally bake or cook. So that's the mystery from where I came from, because it was always clear in my head that I wanted to do this.
And did you go to school?
Yes, I took some little private classes with that lady that came to my hometown. She was very well known in the country, and she even used to come here in New York and have like little private classes in the Latinos community. So she came to my hometown, and I took little classes with her. But then I went to culinary school back home in the Santo Domingo. I wanted to do pastry, but it was basically everything or nothing. So basically, I knew that I would open my door to go to like this, to open a hotel or restaurant. And that's what happened. They sent me, actually they did ask all of us where we wanted to go for the training. And I say Casa de Campo. Back then and still now, it's one of the most important hotel resorts back in the Dominican Republic.
And what do you think is the difference between a pastry chef and say a cake decorating person?
The cake is more like, it's a very good thing to have knowledge of baking. I mean, that's the only way you can offer a very good good cake. Not only a cake that look nice, but it will also taste nice. I mean, a lot of people don't really have any knowledge, a lot of knowledge of baking. They have a lot of knowledge of decoration, like how to work with fondant and gum paste. But a lot of people these days, they don't really have that much knowledge. And I think that's the difference I think pastry chefs have more knowledge about baking and chocolate technique and different stuff. Cake decorating are people that are more like into decorating cake, working with sugar, with fondant and gum paste, to be more specific.
So where do you fall in line? Are you a pastry chef or first, or are you a cake decorator?
I am, more than anything, I am a pastry chef.
Okay.
I love baking, I love pastry. Most definitely, yeah. Yeah.
And what are the steps to learning how to decorate a cake? Or what do you think are the most important steps to learning pastry, for that matter?
The most important, I think it's more about being passion. I think you need to have the passion. I don't really believe in doing this just to make money or just, you have to have the love. That's the most important thing. That's the recipe right there. Love, the passion to do this. Must definitely, yes.
I once interviewed with a chef, and one of his important questions for me was, what do you think cooking is? And mistakenly, I guess, or perhaps on his side, I said, it's an art. And he said, no, it's a skill. And what do you think about that? Is a pastry or cake decorating a skill or an art or both?
I think it really depends on the point of view. What is your personal point of view? I think everybody will have a different point of view. I have my own personal point of view. I think it's passion. I think it's love. Some people will say something else. But it's really, I think it really is more how you see things in general and in life. And basically, that will define the way you will feel also, or you will think about what you do, or other people do. You know, and that's the way I feel about what I do. It has to do with the passion, with love, more than anything.
And coming from a Latin American country, specifically the Caribbean, how different was the sorts of cakes and pastries that you had there in comparison to what you're doing now? I mean, I'm sure it's a lot different, the taste and the style of the cakes.
Most definitely. I've been very surprised. Before coming to America, specifically to New York, I thought that it would be easier, or it would be to go to walk to a pastry shop, to a bakery, and find more different type of stuff. I mean, for instance, one time I was craving Petit Four, but I didn't want to make Petit Four, so they told me, go to the Nine Look, and I called to the Look, and they give me a look and give me another number to tell me, well, you have to call this place, and you have to order them 1 week in advance, and then you have to go and pick it up. And I was like, I can't believe that I cannot find a place where I can just walk and buy new Petit Fours in New York City. And I was surprised because we are just a third world country, and we have a place owned by some Swiss baker that normally you can always buy few or few hundred Petit Fours if you want to. That's the difference. I think is everything is more homemade. We have a lot from Europe as well, like a lot of pastry, a lot of even pastry chef working from Europe. And it's a combination, since we were one of the first cities in the continent. We have people, a lot of people from Asia, from the Middle East, from Europe, so even from Africa, the slaves. So it's basically a combination of everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do you think because there's a lack of that sort of skill in New York, or maybe even just a difference in how we look at food, that you can't get a good Petit Four anymore, or there's not a really great croissant, there's not a really specific place you can say, oh, this is a great pastry shop?
I think it's all about, and then everything comes to money. It's very expensive to pay somebody just to do the whole step to make croissant from scratch or Petit Four, you know. That's why a lot of companies are buying things already frozen, because, I mean, if you think about it, if you go step by step, how much you have to charge for a croissant. I mean, $10 to basically break even for a Petit Four. And I think that's a problem. This cities like this is sometimes just it's just too expensive to produce things just like homemade style and from scratch.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. That's basically the blueprint.
But do you think then that we're losing out in the long run? The end product is just not the same. It's not as good quality as what you can get, like say, like in Europe, where you go to every corner, there's a pastry shop or a bread baker or something, and you get really wonderful food.
Yeah, it's very sad to say that, because we can see it. People who are in the business, we can see it. It looks like everything is going down, and it's very sad. And I mean, and it's in every area, pastry, even the old fashioned, the cake used to be done, and the decoration, where they used to spend so many hours to decorate that cake using royal icing, doing piping. Some of the new generation, they don't even know what is a piping, how to work with a pastry bag. Everything is done more in a, I would say, the easy way, using cookie cutter. Things that are basically almost already made. People don't really take the time or more to. And I wonder, going back, this has to do with money. If you have to charge more to basically produce some things, I mean, cake, pastry.
So do you think maybe we'll go back to the old way, or we're still going in a strange direction, not following really the precise base, a good center of education in terms of pastry or cooking, or...
Well, I really wish that we can go back. I mean, definitely I am old school. I believe in all that. In doing things slowly and giving the time and taking the time. But I really hope, because in other way we are in very bad shape. Definitely. I think it doesn't look very good if we keep going the way we're going, and the new chefs, especially of America, keep doing what they keep doing or copying,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to look very good.
Yeah. This is totally off the right field now. When I took your class for cake decorating, the first thing everybody was saying was, oh, I hope they teach us how to make Dominican cake. Describe the Dominican cake and give a little background why people love it so much.
I think it's because it's just a very moist and spongy and rich, and people love things like that. And it's basically more like a, it's like almost like a pound cake. And even we call it bizcocho de una libra, basically translates it would be like pound cake. And definitely that was brought to the Hispanic colony to Dominican Republic, because the Filipino made something very close to what we have. So basically, I think it has to do more that it's something very rich, and it's very spongy and very moist. That I think that is different from a lot of other cake.
And why do they sell it by the kilo or the libre?
I think that goes back to how the original name of the recipe, pound cake, uh-huh. and when they translated recipe to uh-huh. Spanish, they call it bizcocho de una libra.
Uh-huh.
So basically, when you buy the cake, it's una libra, but it's not because it weighs 1 libra,
yeah.
1 pound. It's because all the recipes were like 1 pound of butter, one sure. pound of sugar, 1 pound of flour. Basically, that's it.
So it's a little lost in translation.
Yeah.
Instead of by the yeah. piece, it's yeah. by the libra. When somebody asks you to make a cake, and I guess you get the theme or the idea of what you're going to be creating, how do you put it together in your mind? What are you looking for? What are the rules to setting up an idea and then making it work?
I think the first thing is they very much have an idea. Sometimes they see some of my cake and they want me to. I try not to copy other people's cake, and not even my own cake. I think the difference between coming to people like meet cake designer, or how they call it, the cake designer, and to go to just a bakery is that we can design a cake exclusively for you for the occasion, you know, according to many things. Normally they come with a good idea, always. I just help them to put the whole thing together. But I try to find out always about color. That's the first thing about color. Like, what would be the dress or the flower arrangement, what type of flower, because sometimes you can reproduce the same flowers you have in the bouquet, like orchids or calla lily. And then from there I try to find out where it's going to take place. It can change with the decoration, it can be something Victorian or something very modern. So that really change, really depend of the season as well, if it's winter or summer. But very much the bride always have a little idea. I mean, I just help them to put the whole thing together and make food to be tasteful. Sometimes I can be a little bit too much, so you have to basically convince them that something won't go very well with some other stuff. So basically that's the way it goes.
And do you have to take, for example, like you're enrobing a cake with fondant? How much of leeway do you have in terms of flavor for a cake? Is it easier to just decorate a cake rather than saying it has to be, everything has to marry together really well?
I love challenge. I normally like people when, I think the most crazy stuff that somebody asked me was a Japanese lady who was getting married to an American guy. She told me, well, I want peony and cherry blossom, because she was Japanese, and I want, in the cake, I want ginger and I want tangerine. I don't know. You tell me, I don't know how are you going to use it. I just know that I want those flavors. So basically, that was a tough one, because ginger and tangerine, that's not something that sounds like very much like a cake.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was a white ginger, white ginger pound cake with French butter ginger, tangerine French buttercream, and mm-hmm. it was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
That I really love, when people come with all those crazy ideas, because it's a real challenge to create new stuff, like new flavor. I love to play with different flavor and combine stuff. Yeah. As far as the outside, it doesn't really have to be any connection with the inside of the mm-hmm. and the outside of the cake. I don't believe so. No, mm-hmm. no, definitely not.
So what comes first, then, the flavor or the look?
The look. Uh-huh. The look. Uh-huh. That's the first thing they really want to. It's more specific. They are always more specific about the design, the color, what type of flower, how many tiers. Then the second comes the flavor. So for me, it's important as well. You know, it's very sad when people say, "Well, the cake was so beautiful, but when they cut it, you taste it. It was not something that anybody wanted to eat it. So everybody leave it on the table."
Mm.
And some people ask me, don't you feel sad after you work so many hours designing a cake, then they cut it, and that's it. I always say, no, actually, that's what I'm looking for, you know, because I love to hear people saying, going, wow, and, you know, and saying that they love the cake and it was a good cake. That's very important for me.
And what do you think a cake means for an occasion? What does it signify to you? What does it represent?
Well, I think that, I don't know how, well, we will have to go very far away, like, to the Egyptian time when they started to combine honey and all this stuff to make something sweet. Uh-huh. I think it has to do with closing a nice, a great meal with something sweet. And so, I think for many years, so to serve dessert, it was like a centerpiece. There was the birthday cake or the wedding cake. Mm-hmm. Instead of to serve dessert, that dessert was basically, the cake was part of the dessert and also part of the presentation. It's also like a symbol of celebration as well.
You're involved with the Spanish community. I mean, you're in the El Diario.
Uh-huh.
What's your reason for doing that? How does that help your, not just your business, but how does it help you define who you are in terms in your field? I mean, how does it make you say, okay, I'm going to make this more Latin, what I'm making?
Well, the reason, more than anything, the reason was for many years, I've been in New York for almost 19 years. And since I came here, I always heard people talking about how they used to make this cake or this flan or this translation back home, but just didn't work here in New York. And I knew it has to do something with the ingredients. Mm-hmm. So I really always wanted to help people to, you know, to us, food is very important. And especially anything that has to do with something sweet, to us, is very, very important. So basically, I wanted to really write more about helping people to explain those things and giving recipe also, you know, that they can really make at home. I gave emails and phone calls very often of people telling me, you know, to publish a recipe, like this recipe or that recipe, but also telling me how they try this recipe and they did work very well, it did work very well, or how they know now the difference between cake flour or all-purpose flour or different ingredients, you know, the baking powder, the baking soda, because it's, that's something that is a lot more ingredients from where I have to choose. Back home, we didn't have that many choices. We have one good flour, and we have the regular flour. You know, in New York, you're an American, in the United States, you have a lot of many choices. Yeah. And basically, that was the first reason why I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about competition? Is that important to you in terms of helping you also define what you're making so people see that this is who I am?
Competition used to be important to me when I was younger. No anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, no anymore. At this point, I honestly feel that I have nothing to prove. I mean, it was a point when I really felt that I have to do it, and I did it. And I at this point, I don't really have, not really. I mean, I really want to concentrate more to teach other people to find the passion and the love. And I love when, I think the difference between getting a bride and to make a cake for a wedding, it's something that you will do. You will do that birthday cake or that wedding cake, and sometimes you might get a little thanks card or a little phone call saying how great it was, but it's no more than that. When you help other people, when you teach other people, that will pass on. I know people that are sending their children to college now, making cake from home, or they are buying a house, or making a mortgage for a house or an apartment. And that really does make me feel extremely happy to know that God is helping other people as well. I know the people, some of my students, they are teaching in other places and open bakeries, and that makes me feel very happy, very proud.
There was this really big like craze for a while that everybody wanted to open their own like chocolate shop, I remember wedding cakes were a real big thing for a while. Why do you think that is, that people wanted to go and create a wedding cake?
It looked like fun. It looked something very artistic, and besides, it's a lot of money. this day wedding cake and go for quite a few thousands. Mm-hmm. And very much, you don't really spend that much as far as ingredients. What I really take is the time to create sugar flour and to work on that cake, on the design or the decoration more than anything. And it's a very good money, and it's something fun to do. It's something nice. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. And basically, if you want to start to go into cake, wedding cake business, you don't need as much. So you have to establish a restaurant or establish. Basically, you can even do it with the stuff that you have at home or one of those KitchenAid mixers. You don't really have to invest $50,000, $100,000 to basically establish a little kitchen to do wedding cake. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference as well.
And what are the first steps you should do if you decide go to school first or take a class with you or how do you decide how do you go into that direction?
The first thing that you really have to find out that you would like to do it. You really have the other way is pointless. I mean, sometimes you see people that you really want to do it because of money, and you need more than that. You really need to have the love, the passion. You really want to, of course, have the training as far as different techniques, working with fondant, with gum paste, piping, all this stuff. And one thing that I would recommend is basically to work with recipes, you know, to have very good recipes of as far as filling, buttercream, different type of cake. That's very, very important. And then to find your own line, I think it's very important that your work can be different from everybody else. Yeah. You know, not trying to follow the same line or copying the same line of somebody else. To find your own line, your own path, and create. Right.
And who are some of the people that inspire you today in cake decorating?
There is quite few. I took classes with a guy called Pat Rocco. Mm-hmm. He is basically the master of pastillage. I have never seen anybody working pastillage like Pat Rocco. As far as gum paste flour, Scott Willie was one of my teachers, and Toba Garrett. I think very much there will be two people in this continent that are really love their work because they're very clean, but also they have a lot of knowledge about technique, and that's very important. That would be very Van Nostrand and Toba Garrett. I think doesn't get better than that in mm-hmm. America.
And what inspires you besides other bakers? What makes you tick?
Anything.
Uh-huh.
Anything, very much. Anything, a piece of fabric. I don't know. Anything. That's the most amazing thing. I mean, I think anything. I remember that when I was very young, I don't think that I was more than 12. And I did design a cake with things that back then I didn't even have the knowledge or even know about that it was possible as far as technique to do something like that. I don't know, a cake can come, an inspiration can come from anywhere, basically from anywhere.
And what medium do you prefer to work in, pastillage or chocolate or?
Royalizing, yeah.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
I love fine piping. I love to do piping. I love string work. I can get lost for hours working on that. To me, it's very amazing that you can get a little bit of royalizing, a little pastry bag with a very fine tip, and you can go start working with that little piece of royalizing, and a few hours after, you can see that amazing piece. It's one of the most difficult techniques. That's why so many people don't really use royalizing. Basically, it's more fondant or using cutter or gum paste. Not that many people use royalizing anymore. It gives me more training to have a clean line.
In cooking, there's always that saying, like, you can put in the salt, but you can't take it out. What sort of expressions do you have in pastry or ideas that you can define that are similar to that in a cake decorating? What are some of the rules that you have to follow so you don't make those mistakes? Or can you cover up mistakes in pastry?
Yeah, definitely. It has happened to me a few times with few things. As far as you have a piece of gold paste and fondant, you will be able to cover, any mistake. Uh-huh. You have to make it tasteful. You have to make it look part of the whole thing.
So the mistake is part of the design.
Oh, yeah. The mistake will be part of the design, no doubt. Uh-huh. No doubt. You can really get away with a lot. As long as you have some extra fondant and gold paste and royalizing, you can get away.
And are you considering writing a book?
Actually, I've been working on that, but it's not so much on decoration technique, but more about baking, especially for the Latin community. At this point, it's not a real very good book, a basic book about baking in the Latin community, mm-hmm. especially here in America, in the United States, and that's what I'm trying to do. Put some of my best recipes together. A little bit of everything. If somebody feel like one day like making muffin or making coffee cake or making cookie, have a few recipes there that can really help.
Right.
Yeah, recipes that can really work.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.